but I can't remember their name.
Neither can I.
Also, for the record, I did press record when you suggested I should press record.
Oh no,
Crash!
Look, I waited until I was told.
And Tuxa has failed three things in a row.
I'm getting them out of the way.
That's fair.
Oh, you're right. Speaking of getting them out of the way, you can
have
start
to
the
roll your ranged
you
bite,
start the introduction while I do this.
This is Beth. Welcome to GURPS Wars, a homebrew GURPS Star Wars where we use my wonderfully homebrewed rules that are probably completely broken, but we have fun anyway. And I'm still not letting Ran make a ranged bite attack, even if somehow he did succeed.
In my defense, if it was a shorter range than 100 yards, I could have done it.
In my defense, you can't bite someone at range unless you have certain advantages that you don't.
One, they're my teeth because I bought them from the Whispering Lantern. Two, telekinesis other is very, very high.
Okay, if you use different... I will consider
plastic
this.
Teeth at people.
I didn't say they were plastic.
Don't
I'm told
throw
were...
false teeth at people.
Who said they were false?
Whose teeth did you buy?
I don't know. I'm told they came from a Jawa. Oh.
Don't clack them together too hard.
They're not plastic. They're plastic explosive. That makes way more...
They're
run.
Plastic.
We should run. They're emitting a beeping sound. We're leaving now.
What's me are Crash and Eo and Ely, because it's in the Halloween season for us.
This goes live in January.
Yeah, well, that's January's
Halloween
problem.
Halloween in January. We try.
Yes. What happened last time?
Well, the time before last, an ultimatum was made. And we went around saying hi to people and going to a glass factory to just be there when people come in to investigate the murder scene and spread some misinformation about a ghost's long-lost distant relative. Oh, hi, Antuxa.
I meanwhile, have a delightful conversation with a young man who, well, maybe not young. Anyway, he was manipulated by this Ebony Vale person to, well, commit a murder. And since I actually don't have much of a problem with murders, I told him it would all be okay in somewhat forceful terms, and then rejoined my comrades. I had fun.
Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed. You people making fun of the probably not touched by human hands artwork. The ones who are non-humans were touched by human hands.
You're the one who made the joke last time.
I got to say for the first time my terrible pun to our new assistant principal today. And then I had to explain the joke to her. And she was amused and angry, which is the proper range of emotions that one should feel when I tell you I write all my jokes on paper because they're terrible. That is my favorite pun, and I will use it every chance I get.
So, does anyone else have anything that they recall from last time that would be of use?
I think I probably did, but I forgot.
Whoops. Well.
It's been several weeks. Surely we can't be expected to remember things that happened a mere 14 days ago.
True enough. As I recall, there was a message that was sent to all the hotels to the fancy red-skinned demon. If you want your prize, midnight at the Enclave.
Yes. Yep, that was the ultimatum I talked about. And other people were told to go there at the same time.
Yes, every one of the survivors got to meet at midnight from Ebony Vale. And Tuxus was not signed.
Ran is thinking very strongly that the Ebony Vale has already shown a penchant for explosives and clocks are cheap.
I believe you also talked to their cop friend who is under the impression that Sen is a Jedi Shadow and that Ran is probably SIS, Republic Secret intelligence.
I honestly told them I was an accountant, and they didn't believe me.
I mean, they might think you're an SIS accountant, you know, someone who looks at the books and determines where the bodies are numerically buried.
No, I'm fairly certain they didn't believe I was an accountant at all. But that's okay. One of us always tells the truth and the other one always lies. But we trade places.
That makes sense.
I don't always lie.
Only when it's funny?
No, that's the lie.
Ah. Point. I see.
It's not always rye. Sometimes it's whole wheat.
I'm making noises. You can't hear the noises.
Oh, I heard
you
a noise.
Hear me letting...
I heard a noise. Yes, I heard that. Mm-hmm.
You didn't hear how long I extended it. I saw the little light.
The problem is, one of us always tells the truth, and one of us should have spent more points in skills.
Like honesty acting. Is not actually a dissad, and I stand by that statement.
The honesty dissad is more like law-abiding.
Yeah. Truthfulness. You're thinking about truthfulness.
Look, I had to translate it from Jawa. That's the character that has truthfulness.
So,
and I found out that we had, that our friends had been given calls to attend the enclave at midnight because one of them called me.
Actually, all three of them wound up calling you.
Oh, well, I knew I had spoken to all three of them. I couldn't remember the direction of the calls. But
I think, actually, a couple of them may have just sent you email.
Ah, true. Well, at any rate, I told them to stay away for their own health. Not that I expect them to do it, but, you know, if I have an audience when I kill this Ebony Vale, I won't particularly object.
Interesting question. Will they be staying away? Let me go to GM roll mode. Okay, those are some entertaining roles, and I find them hilarious. Okay. Accept the invite. Group chats. Space group chats. I can't. I'm not saying that.
Group
that
sprat.
Initial. Yes, group sprats. Right. Dickens, I love you, but you cannot shove me off of your cat bed when I am your cat bed. Okay, you gotta get set up straight. I am decatted briefly. That's right. You also told the cops that there was a body, and they didn't find the body immediately, but they did find the murder scene. That was sure a lot of blood. In the office, in the official office, as opposed to the upstairs office. So, you've left the cops, cop of Aiton. And wandered off somewhere. And are you doing anything particularly until midnight or whenever?
Sorry, what?
Okay. You have left the Themog Glass and Transparis Steel Factory, where last you saw, the cops were discovering that there was, in fact, a whole lot of blood in the downstairs office, and the body was in an upstairs office, so they'll probably find it eventually. You've gone off to relay things, discuss matters, etc. And you have some hours until midnight. And, of course, you can be fashionably early if you want. You'll have to decide what's going on.
I think we should return to that attempted triangulation and see if we can get a tighter area.
Well, I think that sounds like a splendid idea.
So, how are you going to perpetrate your triangulation?
Well, I can drive if we need to, but I would much rather hire a taxi and just have them drive in circles. What do you think?
Yeah, we can drive in circles.
Well, what was your plan?
I didn't have one.
Okay.
My plan was to help out with your plan.
Okay, I am going to move
everyone.
Well,
the idea of driving in circles is that we can repeatedly try to sense disturbances, and then once we... Oh, I am being moved.
Nope,
when we get a general direction...
I cannot switch scenes until this loads.
I
have to wait for this map to load, and then I can go to the tourist map. Don't mind me. You left me behind at the Enclave. I see how it is. Rand's just there in front of the building that's rigged to explode, standing like John Travolta
in
the Pulp Fiction meme. But it's working, but if the map isn't loaded before we're told to go to a new map, it can't take us to the new map.
No, I meant in character. I was making a joke that character...
That makes way more sense. That makes way more sense than what I was thinking.
The map on our datapad wasn't working.
Rand's doing the thing where he turns the map, he turns the datapad sideways, but if the map doesn't rotate, so he's smacking the side of the datapad to make it realize that it's been rotated.
It's really too bad that you're still at the Enclave. In my reality, you have an umbrella.
I still cannot load the map.
Hit reload, because to me, you seem to be at the glass and transparasteel map. Oh, now you're somewhere.
I'm reloading Foundry. Thank goodness it's GURPS, because Foundry loads fairly quickly.
Mm-hmm.
He says as he stares at the black screen. Wait, there we go. I see dice now. Oh, I can make another range attack. I've got those dice. Loading the tourist
map. I'm on the map.
Right there, next to North Haverbrook.
Okay.
Loading the
Mog
tourist
that.
Map. 99%.
Oh, look, the cop is there, but her name is not.
Is...
Oh, I left her there, did I?
Is this my punishment for saying that Foundry doesn't load slow in GURPS? Did I tempt fate too strongly? Did I fly too close to the sun? Oh, there it is.
Okay.
Never mind. I resent all my doubts. I have learned nothing from this experience.
Yeah,
look,
all right.
Here's my plan. I'll stand over here and, Sen, you stand there at the bottom of the big circle, and then we can form a triangle. I don't know what we're doing after that.
I'm not sure that's how triangulation necessarily works.
Especially when only one of us can actually manage the psychic abilities necessary to do the triangulation.
Indeed.
I think several of us can.
Well, but... I can't.
All right.
I'm here for comic relief.
You're here for much more than that. Someone also has to carry the bags.
You have little hoverbots for that.
And you look so disconsolate when I use them.
I'm not supposed to blow
start muttering things about missed opportunities.
But my aim is improving.
The point is, we fly in a circle and see if we can sense this disturbance from multiple points on the circle. And then once we have a rough idea of it, we keep track of the direction of the disturbance, and then we make a smaller circle around the point where it looks like the disturbance is originating from, and do the same thing, and keep making smaller circles until we have narrowed it down to a reasonable approximation of where the thing is coming from.
It wasn't
a good idea to me.
Precisely disturbance. It was a direction,
a resonance. Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
5 hours later, we're standing in front of the Enclave.
I figure there's a fair possibility of that, but it spends some time.
And it probably still results in showing up there before midnight, and I don't want to be there at midnight. I want to be there before midnight.
Indeed. So, what skill shall I be rolling?
Well, I'll have to look at your character sheet.
Is it detecting disturbances, or is it force sense?
What was it that you were using to pick it up last time?
I don't know. That's why I'm asking.
Oh. Well, I forgot too.
Fine.
Let's go with made it by five. That will condense probably a couple hours of meditation and having the car go to certain locations and hover there while you meditate at it and spiraling in. The circle that you get is going to quickly become one that encompasses the library and the Enclave. That's the one that comes in fairly quickly. And I'm going to give it a different line color, because that's a boring line color. And I'm going to give it smaller pixels.
It would be really funny to me if this disturbance was also trying to track Antuxa. So they're just orbiting each other like a binary system.
We finally get to the disturbance. And Tuxa says, "My God, it's the letter M."
But the letter M isn't even in the word disturbance. It takes a little bit to disentangle some of the nonsense that was clearly below the library with you're actually trying to sense. I mean, the library had weird stuff in it too, so it's kind of getting in your way for a bit. But after a certain amount of time, you do, in fact, get a circle that is pretty much centered on the Enclave. Okay. You're not precise. It's not like precisely dead center in it. It could be one of the next door things or something, but that's where you're getting it right now. It is well within the circle, and the circle is well within... It's not that huge a circle, but is kind of tracking a force bond thing, especially since you haven't grabbed one of the people to use, is a little imprecise, but you remember how that resonance worked, so...
Mm-hmm.
Yes, everyone is correct. It is the Enclave. At least, if it's not the Enclave, it's within the same city block. Soggy city block.
Says you, I'm holding an umbrella.
No, the block is soggy.
I'm concerned about the building materials then.
Possibly.
Gotta point the umbrella down.
That would make it be a large bucket of water. Which I feel bad that I have to specify the contents of the bucket. But there seems to be a precedent. This time, it was not I who laughed. I have returned the favor. You're welcome.
Bucket of water. Give me a research roll to determine how quickly you can source those things, Antuxa.
For the listener's context, Antuxa is trying to source a bodysuit, a waterproof light, goggles, and a rebreather. If you've been following along in previous recordings, you know what Antuxa's planning. Honestly, I'm surprised Antuxa's not going for one of those giant armored things because then doesn't have to touch the water.
You can source three of those things before it starts getting, before shops start deciding that they're going to close up because this place is not necessarily desirous of 24-hour in the area that you're finding the stuff.
If I get to choose, I'll leave out the goggles.
Okay, no goggles.
Can we only source one of all of those items? Because
you could find three of them, but the goggles are out of stock at the place that you've gone that might have them, and oh well.
Yeah, that's fair.
Okay.
And then you had a minor fail, but I figured that this is the sort of thing that you can actually... A minor fail is not going to lose all of them, but it's going to lose one of them.
That's fair. Okay.
You have goodies?
Yes, I have my goodies, less the goggles. And, well, I think perhaps it's time to head over to the Enclave proper, and if nothing else, catch someone by surprise.
Okay. Enclave proper. There it is. Now I activate this one. While I am putting you in at the corner, basically as you approach the area, there are a whole bunch of, there's cops patrolling the area in a sort of looking around. They seem to be keeping an eye on the place, keeping an eye on people who might be going in and out of the place. You know, the usual.
Oh, is this because of the bomb? It's probably because of the bomb.
Yeah, I assume it's because of the bomb.
Just making sure we're all saying bomb a lot.
Speaking of which,
we're not talking to the cops yet.
But I understand you have a persona for me.
Yeah. Considering someone saw the ghost and then was going to maybe be seeing you, ghosts tend to show up because of their descendants, right? So...
Fair enough. I can work with that. Thank you. All right.
Well, I'm glad, because I feel like I'm standing on top of a spinning Gizco wheel, trying to not faceplant into the horrible muck in that basement.
Ah, indeed.
I just take all the muck and put it over on one side. It's fine.
It oozes back.
Over there with the rest of the muck.
Not if I compress it into small enough cubes.
Anyway, let's investigate. Since I'm pretty sure we're not just letting the cops handle whatever this is. The cops can't handle right. whatever this is.
So long as none of them play the organ or go swimming or no, step
we
on.
That, didn't we warned her about the organ.
We did. But look, we've all worked for the kind of people who'd press the buttons anyway. Rand realizes that both of them are staring at him. What?
Usually the bomb squad's not that kind of people.
They don't all work for the bomb squad.
Well, the ones who are messing with the bomb would.
You say that.
Most police forces can be trusted not to blow themselves up. At least if they know there's a bomb.
Most police forces that you know. I'm assuming we're saying this as we are walking somewhere.
I mean, yeah. As you start approach, as you indicate that you are not just passing by, unless you are just passing by.
Says you, I'm a tourist.
Right. Well, as you are passing or approaching, one of the cops starts angling to intercept you.
Send away.
I like how they slide over.
Yeah, well.
I mean, they're tokens on the map. Of course they're going to slide over, but it's still funny to me. Because the face is facing forward from my perspective, so we're just seeing them crab walk over.
Yeah, well, here comes the crab walking. So, the cop does, this place is condemned, tourists need to move along.
Oh, I'm the tourist. They're not.
I thought you were an accountant.
Yes, I'm on vacation.
Oh.
Welcome to the Mog City. I'm afraid I'm going to have to ask you to move along. This place is dangerous, and we need to keep the tourists away for a few days.
Oh, no, we're supposed to be here. We're supposed to talk to, she's your friend.
Detective Benham?
Detective Benham?
You know, the cop lady you were talking to at the glass factory.
Right. Detective Benham.
Detective yeah. Benham went to argue with Commissioner a while ago and hasn't come back yet. If you wait, you can probably either call her or you can see if she shows up again here. Frankly, I'd call her if you really want to talk to her. But you can't be around this particular building. We've got orders from the commissioner. We got to keep the tourists out.
Why? Are they afraid it's going to collapse?
There's concern that people might get injured in the location, and we have to keep tourists out. That's our job. So
I completely understand. I totally understand, Officer.
Every GM's worst nightmare. Come up with a name. Bob.
Luca. Officer Luca.
Officer Luca. It's so nice to meet you. My name's Annie. My friend Sen over here invited me along. I mean, I really don't know what's going on, but I assure you, helps you actually open the character sheet.
Rand is removing his sunglasses and Spawaian print shirt to not be a tourist anymore.
I assure you, we're supposed to be here.
Seems okay, like you're rolling privately again.
I am. It's intentional.
Okay.
That is not a why do I have that as a miss by 16? What was I even measuring? Well,
clearly you were measuring for a ranged bite attack.
Yes, that does appear to be how it was measuring, but that was a will roll.
The only thing I can think of is that if you use the scroll wheel while you're too close to the plus or minus thing down at the bottom, then
Might have clicked. Oh, I think I clicked on the stuff and probably added it because I was poking at the thing when Crash rolled it before.
Well, I just attempted a ranged accounting roll. I missed by 5.
Missed it by that much.
If it weren't ranged, you would have done pretty well. In any case, I can do a simple math. It gives me the result. I can do that. A lesser will a lesser power and skill than your own Antuxa, and he might have beat this. He did not beat your roll. You rolled quite well. They weren't quite rand numbers, but they were certainly getting a lot closer.
Considering the failed rolls I've made, rand numbers might mean something else eventually.
Eventually, but you're not a tourist. The tourists have to stay away, though. Okay, you gotta keep the tourists away.
It's okay. I'm back on the clock.
All the tourists away.
Right, like him.
He's back on the clock. Well, he's back on the clock now.
The sunglasses are off. You see.
He has a bad sense of humor.
I think it's impeccable.
Ran.
Yes, we are, and I'm an accountant.
Not sure we need an accountant for this one. Okay, don't know where you... Commissioner, did the detective bring you over without telling the commissioner?
I wouldn't know what the detective did and didn't tell the commissioner.
Oh, great. Okay, fine. Look, I
really am sorry to make your life harder. That wasn't what we intended at all.
I'm advising you. You probably want to get in touch with her and make sure that it's not going to criff her over with the commissioner for you to be in here, okay? So if you want...
I'll drop her a message.
Okay, and the place is dangerous, and we're told not to go in it if we can avoid it. So...
I understand completely. I signed some kind of waiver.
Waivers. Right, sure. I'm just warning you for yourself, okay?
I appreciate it.
Okay. All right. I don't want to hear what you're going to say to the detective, so I'm just going to keep tourists away. And look, if you do go in there, don't touch anything you don't have to.
Yes, sir.
Don't either tell us twice.
I do not intend to touch anything that I don't have to in that place.
I don't intend to put a finger on anything.
Good. All right, watch where you step to. I think some of the floor is getting a little rotten in there. Okay. Oh, and don't go down into the basement. It's high tide right now.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
What?
There's stairs in there that go down, but it's high tide. It'd probably be up to your waist or worse.
Ran has the mental image of the scene from the Ten Commandments. Doesn't say anything.
You'll be at some penalties.
It's Ran doesn't say anything about this, but Intuxa does not need to read minds to know what Ran is thinking.
I did wonder why none of my friends in town had basements.
That would be why. The cop is going back to his prior location where he will be far enough away not to hear whatever you're going to say to the detective.
Once we are out of eyeshot of the cop, Sen sort of gestures to their comm and looks questioning, as in, well, do you guys want me to actually call her?
Well, you might as well. I mean, I guess it depends on whether we need somebody arrested afterwards.
Sen will call.
You okay there?
Yep.
Okay. After a few rings, you get Detective Benham here.
Detective, just letting you know that we're on location.
Oh, great. I'm glad somebody... I'm trying to keep everybody... Commissioner is being an absolute... druckhead.
Well,
I think the place needs to be closed down. I think the bomb squad needs to be sent in. He says that he's waiting to see if crime bosses show up for some reason. I don't know why he thinks they're going to show up. They're not red demons. I mean, Sandcast is red, but...
Pretty sure he's not a demon.
Yeah, well, the commissioner seems to think that it would be a great idea to let them go in and take some prize at midnight and arrest them when and if they come out.
Well, that's great. We'll do what we can. Good luck.
At least the boys in uniforms are trying to keep the tourists out. And hopefully the media.
Rand looks around for someone with overly large glasses.
You don't see him in here. All right, so...
I'm not taking your word for it. I'm going to do a search roll.
Feel free.
I think Antuxa might want to do a search roll too, based on what was in the chat.
Antuxa has done a perception roll.
Sen has made a perception-based mechanical aptitude roll. Sen is trying to sense the bombs.
I don't find anything.
You might
hope you don't find anything.
Yeah, well, if the failure of the search, who knows?
It's the equivalent of the GM saying you don't find any traps.
Let me go through the all right.
And I'm saying that when there's bombs, I hope your failed search roll didn't find anything.
Ah.
Yeah, I found
the source of the mysterious ticking.
Yeah. Okay. I will do this somewhat in order of the roles here. Antuxa is looking around, seeing anything that's different. You're not seeing anything particularly different. Some of the pews may have been shoved around into slightly different spots, but not very much so. There are a few doors that were closed that you'd left open. There are a few doors that are open that you thought were closed last time. It's getting on towards evening. It's fairly dark. A few of the little corner multicolor things are trying pathetically to light up as if there's some solar panel somewhere that was feeding them just a little bit of light and their battery is trying. So there's a faint dim light. You're definitely in a dark location, though. So consider yourselves vision penalized appropriately.
Don't we all have some kind of night vision?
Sen has night vision.
I have night vision too. Ignore level in square brackets darkness penalties if any light at all.
In fact, I have the opposite of night vision.
You have day vision.
My eyes glow in the dark.
Yep.
Hey, that's a light source.
I am easier to see at night.
That's a light source. Any light source at all. That's what it says in the text.
You ignore the levels of your night vision advantage if there's light.
Well, I don't like that interpretation at all.
Well, I'm sorry. That's the interpretation that the GM is going with.
Where's my legal skill so I can argue against that?
I think you want fast talk for that.
How about diplomacy?
Nope.
Made by four.
You argued very diplomatic. You made it by four, yes, and the GM does not penalize you for arguing with them, therefore.
It's a win.
It's a win.
Let's move on.
So, search rolls and attempts to sense bombs?
Okay. Sen, you're trying to sense bombs. You you rolled your aptitude.
Plus two because I was rolling it with perception rather than IQ because I was sensing stuff.
The bombs are still here. Wow, you don't like that.
Where are they?
In the floor under you?
Ren steps. We hear a click. I found one.
I mean, not like directly under you where you are, maybe. I mean, maybe a little bit, but down. They're not ones to make the floor fall in.
So it's high tide right now. What tide is it going to be at midnight?
Higher tide.
Give me a research roll.
High tide 2. Explosive boogaloo. Just made it.
You find the appropriate website for the stuff. Oh, that will be low tide. It will in fact be an extreme low tide.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Right. So as tempted as I am to pry up the floor and show these people a bomb.
I'll show you a bomb.
No.
Sorry, the way you worded it had my brain go in that direction.
So I want to bet that the bombs are triggered by, I don't know, there not being water somewhere.
Possibly. More simple timer. Or possibly also something that makes them blow if someone tries to disturb them.
Yeah, probably that too.
Possibly also steal the pipe organ.
Yeah.
Or a remote detonator.
Anyway, Given that midnight's extreme low tide, I bet whatever is going on is in the basement.
And that was someone who needs a new muffler.
I didn't hear it, at least.
Oh, it got picked up in the recording. I saw the green bar going.
Oops. Oh, well. Obviously, someone who needed a muffler was passing by on the street. This place does have ground cars as well as air cars.
I am not used to vehicles driving on the ground.
Well, that's speeders where... do it, kinda.
That's where people walk. That's where I throw things. Well, that's where the things I throw land, to be fair.
Mm-hmm. To be fair.
To be fair.
Mm.
Oh, I'm the only one, really.
Tires touch the ground. Hmm?
Never mind.
I don't know that one.
I'm just going to sit over here with my Letterkenny references.
Sorry.
I had my microphone off because I was clearing my throat. Sorry.
Yeah. Well, yeah. If they're...
Yes. I appreciate that you are running a game where frequently we all just stop and think.
Oh, well, it's a mysterious mystery. And I need to know what the PCs are doing before I send in a person with a gun. And
I don't have all a the plan. People...
All right, well.
My plan is to follow Intux's plan. Or occasionally Sen's plan.
You still have a few hours, apparently enough to get to low tide.
Is one of you going swimming?
One?
Well, at least one of you. And Tux's outfit is quite spiky.
You say you like we didn't pick up three sets of gear.
You imply I'm going swimming like I haven't leveled up my telekinesis other to just keep the water at bay.
That's not how the Force works.
Well, at most people's levels, you're right. But also, keep the water at bay. You need to appreciate that pun.
I don't appreciate any puns right now. I don't appreciate anything about this situation.
Look, we have to deal with a lot of explosives. There's no use blowing up about it.
I will.
Ram walks off with a huge smile on his face.
And Trista has gone into one of the rooms behind the organ and is changing into her new bathing suit.
Yeah, I'm going to do that with the other room.
Everybody picked up, decided this was a good idea, and you've picked up multiple bodysuits?
Uh-huh. And
okay.
Thingies.
And waterproof lights and a rebreather. The rebreather is so you can go underwater if you have to, isn't it?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Would you accept a made by 14 for making a gap in the water?
You can do it for a few seconds, but it's very difficult to keep the mental image of an entire wall of preventing the water from doing things. Also, what? It's definitely dark down there, and the water ripples in a somewhat concerning way, and when it does evade your pushing, it sloshes up towards wherever you are.
When Sen and Tuxa come back out, Rand is wearing the wetsuit that they got him, but he is trying to make it not be necessary. And it's going as you said it's going, but Rand is attempting it anyway. Just just need to focus a little bit more, little better. That time it only sloshed up to my boots. Wonderful.
I would also like you to know, Rand, that it smells kind of bad.
Oh, the first arc has dulled Rand's senses to anything you say smells bad. He compares everything to the swamp and finds it lacking.
This is coming pretty close.
I know that smell. I haven't smelled that smell since...
Since, like, yesterday?
Well, it's... Based on what the GM is saying, it seems to have gotten worse.
I guess so.
There's a certain rotted fish that's, you know.
Now, you could have stopped at you. You could have stopped at you.
Ew. Yeah. Ew.
I'm going to roll telekinesis other to put the smell over there. I made by 12.
That's not how smells work.
You could
look,
sort
smells
of try
are
to make...
tiny particulates in the atmosphere that we inhale into all olfactory sensors. So technically, if I made that by like 30 more, I could have possibly done it.
You can get a sort of get a bit of a breeze going, but it only lasts for, it only pushes it for a little bit.
I hold back the tide with a sieve.
Yeah.
It's just as effective.
It works for a few seconds.
That's a few more seconds than I thought it would.
Your clothes all flutter as you attempt to make the upstairs a positive pressure environment.
So, Antux, sense anything else? I mean, I sense things, but they're mostly bombs.
Well, let's find out.
I'm sorry. Antux is sensing a disturbance. Sen is sensing bombs. Ran has found a smell. We are not the same.
Ran is sensing odors.
The one of us that's using a sense as it is in the modern world described.
Antuxa.
And I'm the least
There
effective.
Are definitely things down in the lower basement areas. There are there's an underlayer that is below what you were squelching around in the other day. And at the high tide, there are things that are more awake and wet than they were when you were squelching around. They are still mostly quiescent. No one's getting possessed or anything here. Probably unless they like go and touch something they shouldn't. You feel the tie that is somewhere, it's down here and it's very vague, but you're pretty sure that this is in fact where everything is now linked.
Okay.
You're not feeling, well, actually, let me make a roll. Check something. Da, 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 da. Okay, so that. There are faint flickers as if someone had been doing force use in this area. Very faint. You're more getting it off of your precog combo there.
Okay.
You feel like some other force user has been here and was doing things in the force, and you are perceiving the echo.
And Tux is like, someone here has been using force abilities, ran over there, trying to hold water away with the force. Someone yeah. recently ran, trying to move odors. Someone nearby.
Ran's activities are interfering here. But yes, there's a faint glimmer. But Ran's been using the force a lot, so maybe it was just Ran.
In my defense, it's a hammer.
So, who wants to bet that a flooded basement has a mirror in it?
I think I probably wouldn't take that bet.
Yeah.
The water itself can be reflective. But yes, I'm not the gambling type. You should place a bet. The water might explode.
If the water explodes, I don't think any of us are going to collect on anything. Let's go.
We've been playing for about an hour. Perhaps that would be a good time to take a break.
I'm trying to keep the water away from my wetsuit I made by 16.
You are moving, Ran, slowly. This takes a lot of concentration. With the water in a sort of thin, there's a thin film of air sort of around you, and the water is kind of doing a constant, I'm not touching you, I'm touching you. Like,
Mom.
Like it's a roiling boil bubbling through your attempt at a shield. Also, you are moving very slowly.
Ran is 100% okay with this. It's progress. And
you are getting wet, but it's like rain all over your body.
Ran is hobby. And Cavil. Ran is both siblings combined, and we should take a break. While the GM recovers.
I'll be right back. I'm going to get some more tea as well.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought that was a punchline. It's actually a trip line. Does that go to one of the bombs? I don't hear the ticking anymore.
Can make a ticking thing come through. Not easily. Oh, well.
I tried and Discord didn't pick it up. The recording might have.
Yeah. I'll figure something out. Anyway, it's high tech. Not all bombs tick.
I like the idea of when the switch went over from analog bombs to digital bombs, they added a recording of a ticking sound. Like they added the recording of a camera click when they made digital cameras.
Well, you have to know when it's actually going to work, right?
Right.
You're not getting... All right, so you're going to enter the water.
Under protest.
Yes, it's... I should note, Rand, that you are moving at basically a half hex per turn.
I will abandon this trick when I need to speed up. But until I need to speed up, I'm seeing how long I can force this.
Considering you made it by 16, it's sort of from your perspective like playing whack-a-mole.
Rand's like, just a cloud of bubbles.
Yeah.
As he uses the force to create cavitation.
Yeah.
It's very painful.
So, which stairwell are you using? You have some options here and there. And I need to know where I'm going to copypasta you onto the map.
I had just planned to use the one directly ahead of us.
Okay. That's what I needed to know. Token objects. Let me go pop. Yes, that works. Actually, I'm going to put you on the stairs so that you can decide what to do. You are basically going to be up to your waists or possibly your chests walking through the muck, the water. The water is a very kind term for it. It's slime and sludge. And you know how they say don't go into floodwaters because floodwaters pick up like, you know, sewage lines and things.
Okay, forget moving the water. I am taking all the solids and putting them over there. I don't care where there is. It's not here.
It's a bit tricky to get a good mental grasp on everything. You're doing your best.
Yeah, I'm not expecting to get everything.
Surprisingly good.
I'm expecting to get most of the things. I want to make it less. Less what? Less this.
Less horrible. There's so much horrible here.
Rand is appreciating the rebreather just because it doesn't smell.
Mm-hmm. That's very fair.
He says around the rebreather.
Actually, I should move these for the moment.
That's a good point. Are we able to speak with these rebreathers?
I mean, interesting question. I would assume that they're high tech enough that probably. I assume you got. Well, it probably comes out a little bit muffled.
Okay.
Ah, well, we have found actual,
But this doesn't say that much.
But the art is of someone wearing a diving helmet.
Yeah.
Which is questionable. I believe the diving helmet is supposed to have a rebreather attached to it.
That would make sense.
Rand has a goldfish bowl upended on his head. This is not true. Jokes aside, we are walking through the muck and the water towards whatever thing Nantuxa has sensed.
As per the last time, basically there's downstairs type things. There are four stairwells on this level that go down.
Do the bombs feel above us now?
Not all of them, no.
Ah. So midnight, because the water won't cushion the bombs.
I mean, also, midnight is when the tide is going to be low, so who knows?
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, I'm going to follow Antuxa.
Antuxa, who is presumably somewhat staring at everything
in horror.
In a horror.
Antuxa's idea was a horror show for Antuxa, and neither of us talked her out of it. I hope she can forgive us.
Oh, no. Look, if you want me to be honest, Antuxa's not here right now. I'm Annie Coe, and Annie Coe's gotten dirty.
She's invented a whole other persona just to avoid. That's not a bad idea.
What they used to call me back in the digs, my parents took me to. You know, I was when I was playing in the dirt while they did their artifact digging. Little Annie Coe. All right, let's get to it.
It's very dark. You have your waterproof lights. They are shining around. If I knew how to fight with Foundry, I would make everything very dark except for your lights. That would be cool. But
last time I played with it, I made a police siren light effect, and I'm not doing that again.
Yeah.
The police are already here.
I could bear it, but it would get very annoying very quickly. And consider who that's coming from when I say that.
Oh, that's cool. Antooks is now a dark light.
Which means I can't see her if I have myself selected.
It's okay. We can tell where Antooks is by where we can't see.
Antooks was seeing everything with darkness. That's cool.
There's a guy in a bat costume over there singing, darkness. Anyway.
A number of the doors are closed. I probably should have hit closed. That you had left open before, but there's no telling if that's actually helping the situation.
Rand is half tempted to open all the doors, but then remembers that sometimes bombs can go off when you open a door.
This is true.
Rand does not use telekinesis in order to open all the doors.
Probably a good idea.
Rand will continue to be a hammer in a room with no nails. Absolutely no nails at all. Everything is put together by wooden pegs and an Allen wrench. We're in IKEA.
Slosh, 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 slosh.
A very damp IKEA.
Antooks, what are you looking for? Oh, did you just roll those just now?
Yes. Five minutes ago.
Yes, sorry. This is what happens when I glance it over and look at other things. Okay. The things that you're getting, there's something down to the in the alcove area to the south on the map, down on the map, that is drawing your attention, but it's very faint compared to all of the other stuff that you're picking up, which is you're not getting any human life forms, or you're not getting any sapient life forms with your force sense. There's a lot of like fishy type things that are possibly moving through the lower levels, the basements below. The water level has gotten high enough that some of them decided to come close, maybe. Or maybe something is drawing. You don't want to eat the crabs in this location, perhaps. Yeah. You're not sure, but what, there might be some of them worshipping ancient Sith artifacts, maybe. Possibly.
Eventually all Sith become crabs.
Yeah.
Or the other way around.
Yeah.
Lord Stabby versus Lord Pinchy.
I mean, the gif.
Yes, that is the one I was going to look for.
With a lightsaber.
Who armed the crab is what I want to know.
I mean, you turn that into a lightsaber and you get Stabby versus Pinchy. You know, he's more machine now than crab. Anyway.
And Tux's plan with the swimming equipment was actually to come down here after we had dealt with Ebony Vale and collect all the Sith artifacts.
That might be one stop.
We might have to do that before we yield the Ebony Vale, considering this whole place might end up being a very watery crater.
Yes, but if it is, then we are going to be cratered with it, I think. Unless he's been very foolish and set a timer on the bomb that he sets off with the organ.
Well, the organ is
maybe I'm the ridiculous one.
And the vibes are down here, so.
Okay.
Does anyone want to give me a demolitions roll?
No.
None of us have that skill.
Utini.
I wouldn't know. Sorry.
Sir, not appearing in this film.
Get my book out. You want demolitions or do you want explosives?
Demolitions.
Why my are book doesn't have skills? That.
We don't have demolition skill anymore?
That goes straight from dancing to detect lies.
Explosives,
yeah, it's
demolitions?
Explosives. It's explosives.
Okay.
You are thinking of the wrong edition.
All right. Explosives or professional skill demolition? Probably explosives.
Would you accept diplomacy? It begins with a D.
I mean, I'm sure you can be very diplomatic about a bomb.
Usually that's intimidation.
Diplomacy, my diplomacy is better than IQ minus 5, is all I'm saying. And Tuxa failed by 5, speaking of which.
All right. This is mostly see if something would occur to you or become obvious about bombs and whatnot. So if you fail, that's fine. The GM will just not make any comments.
Could forced entry be applicable?
Yes, actually. There's going to be a penalty, but made it by 2.
Depends on the penalty.
Yeah. Ran, you... I assume that you're gesturing around Sen, who has failed that one.
Yeah.
Sorry about that. There's something tickling at the back of your head, Ran, about the placement of the bombs. And this includes the ones in the ceiling.
Are they underneath the arcane runes?
No, but you do get the impression, I mean, some of them are under the arcane runes, but it's more incidental. You sort of want to go sloshing around and figure out if you made them go boom, what would it blow up actually? Especially depending how big it is.
What would they blow up actually? Besides us?
I mean, you're not quite sure how big
the
explosives are.
They're after the artifacts, the ones underground.
Except they are also in the ceiling where you, from your perspective as well. So somebody give me, if Ran is talking about this at all.
Ran is talking.
Then, give
Try
me
to
just
shut
a straight
Ran
intelligence.
Up.
Yeah, well, give me just a straight intelligence roll, somebody. Make it by a little bit.
I made it by 1. Do I know what I'm talking about?
And
took
some Ran and Antuxa. Why
Let's
do
not
we
let
even
the dice set die roll?
Ran and Antuxa, why do we even have this lever?
Because the alligators need food.
Now, if you don't have a trap door, maybe you have to put your own in.
Wait, are the Sith relics alligators? In this metaphor, at
least. One doesn't know. Antuxa, you're down in the nook there. It's horrible here.
Tell us something you don't know.
You're probably going to have to do another appropriate disturbance or a force sense one. It's taking you a bit of time, but eventually you're realizing that lovely stained glass window that normally looks out over some water that must have once been very attractive and is now dark and horrible and whatnot. There's something over to one side at the edge of it that is where there's that tie, that link.
To the edge of the stained glass or to the edge of the area?
Stained glass. To the edge of the stained glass.
Oh. The glass.
I shall investigate more closely.
I'm going to want a search roll, and depending on the result, I might want a dex roll.
Okay. Sorry, cat sit in my lap. My leg fell asleep.
Ooh, yeah, I understand that. Made by 2. You almost cut yourself on the small shards of glass that have been embedded into the... the frame, right next to the window. But they do stick out in a way that the rest of this window doesn't. Just under the water.
Hmm.
And something
Ran,
about
honey, do you,
is tied.
Do you mind being a pair of pliers for me?
Or
what
you?
Did Beth just say?
I forgot. I started laughing at the gurgly.
Something gurgly this way comes. I made my telekinesis other by 9. I have rolled to pliers. What am I plying?
I assume that Antuxa has guided Ran's hands to the little sharp bits that are there without actually, like, cutting the glove.
Yes. Less hands and more brain.
It might actually, it's under the water. And the water is not particularly transparent. It might have required a certain amount of this here.
Yeah.
Well, the water is hard to grab onto. It's liquid. The glass is solid. I reach out with my mind.
But yes, I'm...
Yes.
I am making sure that Rand doesn't get cut while he pulls the glass out of the...
I do not slice my brain open, no.
Once you figure out what you have to pull out, yes, you have three little chips.
I smash them into the shape of an X-Wing fighter and set them down over there. Oh, when Yoda does it, it's fine.
Now, Yoda picked up the whole X-Wing.
And I picked up a whole laser battalion. It's fine. Whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Point is, I got the shards. What's next?
They're very colorful little shards. They almost look like they came from something bright and shiny. Stained glass. And Tuxa has made an IQ roll by 5.
I have remembered to bring my comm unit with me.
Okay.
Instead of leaving it upstairs with my clothes.
Mm.
So,
all right.
I will send off messages to Barekti, Sandcass, and Hurston, asking them to sign off, to indicate that they're still there receiving messages.
You get, Barekti basically sends just an acknowledgement. Sandcass sends an acknowledgement. Hurston picks up and, well... You're just sending a message or
yeah,
okay. Hurston sends back a I'm here.
Okay.
The others just sort of send a thumbs up equivalent.
The reason I'm checking in is because we have three shards of glass and two dead bosses.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm making sure that we haven't suffered a third dead boss in the meantime. Now I'm not going to trust that any of the people responding is who they say they are, but also I don't want to place that call while I'm using this voice.
Mm-hmm.
No point in confusing the issue. All right.
Ben puts a hand on the stained glass window and makes a couple of rolls because I'm not sure which one is more appropriate.
The window is infused with the memories of many things, including the seeping horribleness from below. The psychometry, especially with the area if you're where the shards came from, someone cloaked and masked came down here and inserted them recently-ish. I mean, you didn't succeed by a lot. You can't really get a good feel for it within the last few days. Possibly even, like, last night or something. You have a feeling that the way that the glass has gotten is that if you could actually take chunks of it away, there would probably be people who would, like to use this to decorate their holocrons or something. They probably wouldn't be very smart doing that because it's got all kinds of, quote, contaminants, unquote, but, you know.
Lots of people do things that aren't very smart with force artifacts.
Mm-hmm. It would be extra cool to make my holocron out of glass that had been steeped in strange Jedi, possibly heretical Jedi, you never know, traditions, and also the dark force energies of things that they went and stuck in their basement.
Yes, so it's great that you know where it's been. But also, you don't know where it's been.
You have your little glass shards.
And no ebony veil.
Not at the moment. It's a little damp down here. Hopefully ebony veil is not actually a crab.
That explains nothing, really. I'm more confused than I ever was.
I don't care if they're a crab. I want to stab them.
You'll get your chance. I'm going to go dry off. If the artifacts down here are just shards of glass and fish, then I'm not sure we have anything else to do.
Not unless we want to go down there.
Not unless the Sith artifacts want to pipe in with helpful suggestions. Rana then immediately goes silent and listens. But if I
am I taking the right message away? I think I was probably the only person not picking up what you were putting down earlier. The Sith artifacts that and took suspense the last time we were here.
They're further.
I get the
down.
Right impression that they're further. Okay, then I don't understand what the business about the fish was. The fish and the crocodiles, and why do we even have that lever?
Okay, the placement of the bombs.
That went completely over my head.
Okay, the placement of the bombs is such that you feel the intent may have been, if the bombs are not of a payload to actually just sort of explode the whole building, they might be of a payload to blow holes in the floors.
And send us down to the artifacts.
And then where you are basically standing, the center of that largish room might turn into a big hole that would, if you were standing on it, even if you didn't get damaged in the blast, you probably would, wind up with you down in unknown flooded depths with artifacts somewhere.
Okay.
I.e., if you pull the lever, everyone is falling down into something.
Okay. Then
you know
I am
sorry.
Then I am gonna go downstairs and start collecting artifacts.
You will be fully underwater for that.
Yes, that's why I have a rebreather and a bathing suit. And an underwater lamp.
But no goggles.
But no goggles.
Payload isn't that bad. Then maybe I could do something about some of the bombs.
I think that'd probably be useful if you could manage it. I mean, I have faith in you, but it sounds like you might not. I'm going to shut my mouth and go downstairs where I can't talk.
Oh.
Well, sometimes you just can't get rid of a bomb. Let's see if this is one of those times.
All right, I'll come back up when I've found everything I need to.
Stay in calm contact if you can, okay?
You got it.
Remember, one blood-curdling scream if you're in trouble. Two blood-curdling screams if what you find is in trouble.
I assume that there'd be the lightning sound effects that would indicate the latter.
Well,
I can't believe you're subjecting more of us to this. Oh, hush you. You're not even here right now.
Sadly, I do not have a lower-level map. It is dark.
That's fine.
It is windy and twisty. A number of the places where you think there are Sith artifacts, you are not finding a door. You rolled a critical success for detecting disturbances. You think you've got where the artifacts were. Some number of them appear to have been, what is it? The quote about, my God, Montressor or something.
Yeah.
Some of them
up.
Appear to have been bricked up and painted over, or otherwise they just stuck a wall there. You do, however, manage to get some of the, lesser artifacts by dint of digging around and discovering that this wall over here is kind of crumbly, and the niche that it was in, look, it's a... feels like an evil triangle. Someone's holocron. It radiates malevolence.
I intend to have brought the shopping bag that we got the gear in with me.
Yeah.
I will call up to Bran on my comm. If I can hook it up to the rebreather, all the better.
Okay. Hey, Bran, need to come up to where air is.
Okay, I'll come up to where air is.
Take the comm out of the waterproof pocket of your bodysuit.
Right. Hey, Ran, you keep talking about taking walls down. How do you feel about some underwater removal of non-load-bearing?
I have rolled telekinesis self, success by 9, to get to where Intuxa is as fast as I can. This is Rand's moment to shine.
Your feet leave the ground as you basically self-swim propel through the water, or possibly you are moving the water to bring you with it. It's a little unclear. Here.
You've seen people water ski without skis, with just their feet. Rand does this.
Rand discovers that he has the personal jetpack subscriber perk.
Point me at the wall.
I will descend and point Rand at the walls.
It's very creepy down here. Things whisper in your brain.
That doesn't matter.
16.
Yeah, I made it by 16. The walls aren't.
You can get a wonderfully... Are you trying for a vertical human-sized hole or just a I can swim through this hole?
I'm trying for a hole that matches the outline of Entuxa. No, that's not true. A human-sized hole is fine.
So a door one, basically.
When is a door not a door? When it's a wall that I made a jar.
I don't think it's a jar.
Well, yeah, it's filled with water. It's more like a thermos.
I would like you both to give me either an ST or a dex roll.
What's ST?
Strength.
Strength.
Strength or dex? Strength or dex? Let's go with dex because that's two higher. Made it by 4.
You avoid getting sucked in as the water comes swooshing into the room.
Okay, so question.
Entuxa does not.
May I use telekinesis other to give a bonus to Entuxa's roll?
You can grab Entuxa.
Entuxa's going nowhere. Made that by 16.
Entuxa nearly gets sucked into the room.
That was two ones in that roll.
Yeah, and a 6.
Yes, but I'm still going to be proud of the two ones and the fact that Entuxa is not going, wee-hee-hee-hee-hee.
Entuxa has been stopped from being sucked into the room along with the water that starts whooshing inwards when the wall came down.
For a moment, Entuxa thinks that she's
in space.
The
water lowers measurably.
The sound of a toilet flushing can be heard in the distance. Good news, all of the horrible stuff is flowing past us. Don't look. Don't. Oh, I looked. I looked. Why do I even have this night vision?
Get the artifact. I assume we repeat this for any necessary walls.
You have gotten, there's a few places where you think something was actually in a safe and you're going to have to just take the whole safe out or break the safe or take the safe out and break it later at your leisure. Yes, with Rand's help, you can spend a couple hours.
Made it by 15. What safe?
Exactly. You know, you're spending a certain amount of time gathering things, going, oh, oops, now that's wet. Well,
I
hopefully
have an important question.
Yes?
That means I've had some time to recover fatigue, right?
Yes.
Well, yeah, Ram was distracted, so he couldn't be asking, are you meditating? Are you meditating? Are you still meditating? Are you still meditating? Have you started meditating now? So, yes.
In that case, I'm going to spend 5 fatigue.
Okay.
Also, sorry that I'm in two places at once, but I couldn't move the me that was in the basement to be not in the basement.
That would be difficult, yeah. Oh, so you dragged one onto the other one. Okay. I mean, I could do that for you. Whoop, what I did there.
I'm sorry. I'm somewhat distracted by the fact that you said you're spending 5 fatigue right now.
That's more fatigue than Rand's ever spent. Total.
Made by 10. You are tracing the lines of wires and electricity in this entire floor, basically. Yeah.
I am trying to diffuse, if not necessarily all of the bombs, the detonator.
With your mind. It's a little bit tricky because there's not a lot of electronics, but there are some. You think you've gotten them. It took you a while. It took you about the duration that you're pretty sure that you're done by the time that Entuxa and Ran can come straggling up one of the staircases.
With a red plastic shopping cart full of dark antiquities from bygone eras.
Mm-hmm.
And a few shards of glass.
Then is at the back of the organ with their eyes closed.
I'm moving. So we do not have multiples of everybody. I will go delete the one on the top of the map if you don't need it.
By all means.
Well, this is Sen, so ta-da. There. Okay, everyone is now on the correct half of the map.
And Entuxa assumes Sen is meditating and walks quietly past to...
You have a very large selection of artifacts, some of which are not actually force-active artifacts that you think, but hey, they were stored down there behind the wall with everything else, and maybe you can get the gunk out of this tapestry. It used to be a nice tapestry once.
Oh, my parents are going to be thrilled.
Yeah, and you're pretty sure that this one may have dated back. It might have been pristine before the water got to it. Oops, oh well. And you hope the scroll ink here didn't run too much. But also you've got artifacts.
Yes.
Some of them you're not sure that you should really be keeping them this close to each other. It'll probably be okay.
Smack two artifacts together. Now kiss.
You're not sure, but what, maybe these two holocrons hate each other?
That just encourages people more. I've heard of fan fiction.
Yeah, there is that. On the other hand, you probably felt it was safer to make Rand carry that one while you carry this one.
The sphere of AO3 will not be amused.
I am going to towel off and put my clothes back on.
Okay. I am also going to put my clothes back on and stagger back out and announce that I think I disabled the detonators, the things that would pick up the signal.
Rand, I rolled a full body hair dryer.
Made by 10.
Yeah, you could get fairly dry. You're a little moist.
Well, yes. When you are in an environment that is 100% humidity, you will never be fully dry.
Exactly.
Still, I have taken all the water droplets off of me and have also changed into my clothes and put the Spawian print shirt back on.
Because, of course.
Well, it's for extra warmth. I am damp.
Mm.
And this one is wet, and this one is wet. Did these artifacts come out of a flooded basement? Oh.
And Tuxil will look at Sen and say, "Oh, that's a great job. I knew you could do it." And then walk over and quietly, truly, "Well done, darling."
Thanks. You know, it's a really weird sensation to put your brain on a bomb.
I can only imagine.
Off in another corner of the galaxy, Utini, which translates to, "They get me. They really get me." I have never wanted more to not have that skill.
Now, is this where we cut? Or...
It's about to be.
But do we cut the red wire or the blue wire?
But, you know, for some entertainment, just for me, give me some perception rolls.
Why do you make me find perception?
I'm okay at those.
Well, that is three successes.
They're contests versus a stealth roll.
Oh, well, I made mine by 4.
You did! And therefore, it is Ran who looks over as a door cracks open in front and someone slips through. And it is not, as far as you know, anyone dressed up like the Ebony Veil. It is dark. It's gotten even darker. You don't see much.
But why the long face?
Indeed. And that, I think, is where we should end it for tonight. Thank you all for playing. Thank people for listening. I hope people had fun and enjoyed the banter and the horrible puns. And tonight I was joined by Crash and Ely and Eo. And does anyone have anything they'd like to plug?
Eo's mom writes books.
At ElizabethMcCoy.com. And you can see the titles and then you can look for them with Hoopla. And check them out at the library. And if you like them enough, you could even buy one. They're a legitimate ebook seller. And speaking of cool stuff?
Ice.
No,
the cold blackness of space.
Yeah.
Also, AaronBSmith.com is where we put all these podcasts. You can also contact us and maybe ask us in-character questions by finding us on the Fediverse is.AaronBSmith.com/@cogwheel or emailing us at Cogwheel at aaronbsmith.com, or finding us on YouTube, not our primary location, but we are there, or perhaps finding us on Patreon, patreon.com/cogwheelgaming, where you can help us keep the lights on, along with other illustrious patrons, including Ellie, Liv Drummond, Paul, Shan Shen, Walter, and Patron Emeritus Cindy.
Until next time, this is Beth going, there are so many cops. Why are the cops here? The cops aren't supposed... Why are the cops here? This is a nuisance. They better not stop everybody from getting here. Good night, everyone.
And now you all have an asset in staying out of horrible, disgusting water. Why would anyone go in
sure?
that?
Are you sure that we have an asset for staying out of it? I thought they were talking a story about going into it.
Yeah, and the lesson was that was a bad idea.
Yes, I agree.
Yeah.
It sounds extremely unpleasant.
Exactly. Adventuring
for evil,
is not
magical
for
artifacts.
Why do you even
I
have those artifacts?
I also vote that we don't get any evil magical artifacts.
Agreed. Except for this one here. It clicks.
No!
That's not evil!
Don't click that!
As that sentence finishes, we're 500 years in the past.
Whoops.
Good night, everybody.
Oh, that's just troublesome.
Good night, everyone.
But at least we're not in a swamp.